The discrepancy is over where and when you sign your mail-in ballot. Some county clerks have opted to require the signature inside a sealed envelope. Others want it on the outside. Mark Thomas of the Lieutenant Governor's Office says instructions from some counties vary from those in the state voter information pamphlet.
I think it makes a lot more sense that the voter is going to be reading the instructions that were specifically mailed to them with the ballot.
A ballot is invalid without a signature, but Thomas says there are fail-safes built into the system. For one thing, you can go online and track your ballot to learn if it has been received and counted. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.